Maybe a little early for surfing just yet, but it's never too early for great tunes. Welcome to Tunes Day on Streaming Oldies. We start out with the Beach Boys. Got a lot of great stuff lined up today and a few surprises. October 15th, 1971, Ricky Nelson played a rock and roll spectacular show with fellow 50 stars Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, and Bobby Rydell at Madison Square Garden in New York City. He played a few of his old hits and then included a country rock cover of Honky Tonk Women. He heard an unusual sound, booing. That led to the song Garden Party from 1972. It was his last top 40 hit, going all the way to number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought her walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
played them all the old songs. Thought that's why they came. No one heard the music. We didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da,
la da da da,
la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties. Wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da.
Okay, here comes one of those surprises. On February 21st, 1961, this was the number one song in America.
Mm-hmm.
never in my life thought I'd be playing a Lawrence Welk song. 7 years later, to the day, on February 21st, 1968, another instrumental made it all the way to the top of the Billboard Hot 100. Go back to 1969 and Johnny Cash.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. It seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old. And I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cussing. He went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, 'cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Yeah. On February 21st, 1970, Bridge Over Troubled Water entered the UK album chart at number one, where it would stay for 12 consecutive weeks. In the US, the album spent 10 weeks at number one, and it was the number seven album of the decade.
Comes and silver girl. Sail on by, your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
February 21st, 1966, the Lovin' Spoonful released this single.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream. Custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud. it's no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
Going to wrap it up for me today. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to scoot on out of here. Peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart's desire. Have a wonderful and tuneful Tuesday.
If you were a rock and roll record, you would be a hit, I know. If you were a rock and roll record, you'd be played on every record show. You go around and around and around and around. They never let you stop all day. The one that everybody would play. If you were a musical platter, soon you would be number one. If I was your phonograph needle, ooh, it would be such fun. We'd go around and around and around and around, and maybe before we were through. If you were a rock and roll record, number one. If I was your phonograph needle, ooh, it would be such fun. We'd go around.